I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research shows a link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and greater risk of developing cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, and having a stroke. Dr. R.C. Marin is here to talk about the details. Dr. Marin is an associate professor of medicine, and she's an interventional cardiologist at MUSC. Dr. Marin, many people in the U.S. are eating a high consumption of ultra-processed foods. What does the latest research show about this increased heart risk from a steady diet of these foods?
Thank you, Bobby, for giving me this opportunity, and it's truly one of my favorite topics. So it's worth noting that the average American right now gets about 60% of the daily calories from ultra-processed food, and it increases their heart risk by at least 30%.
What are we really talking about when we say ultra-processed foods?
Ultra-processed foods are industrial formulations of food which contains more than 5 ingredients and substances which are not commonly used in home cooking. So like high fructose corn syrup, modified starches, hydrogenated oils, additive food coloring, substances to add texture. Examples are your hot dogs, chicken nuggets, pre-prepared frozen meals, your instant noodles, the snacks and the cookies, carbonated drinks, breakfast cereals, etc. And when your diet is more than 20% of these for calories, then your risk of heart disease goes up by at least 30%.
And how can we identify these ultra-processed foods when we're at the grocery store?
Actually, it's quite simple. Most of the ultra-processed food are stored in the middle of the grocery store, whereas the real food are in the perimeter of the grocery store. So shop in the perimeter and just do very minimal shopping in the middle of the grocery store. And looking at the ingredient list can be helpful. If there are more than 5 ingredients, it's mostly ultra-processed. And kind of focusing on real food such as fruits and vegetables and berries and real meat instead of processed meat would be the way to keep yourself away from ultra-processed foods.
And Dr. Marin, what can individuals do in the adult years to monitor their heart risk?
So it all depends upon your overall risk factors. So let's start with the person who does not have high risk factors. In that case, they should start checking their blood cholesterol levels maybe at the age of 20. Then every 4 to 6 years, if the results are completely normal, once they hit the age of 40 and above, they should start checking once a year or once every 2 years based on their overall risk factors. Diet, exercise. American Heart Association has reduced the number of steps to 5,000, but sometimes achieving those 5,000 steps can be difficult. Making sure your blood sugars are really well controlled, your blood pressures are well controlled. Overall, knowing your heart numbers is what is going to be important.
Apart from a healthy diet and also including exercise, what else should we focus on to have a healthy heart?
Smoking, please do not start smoking. Vaping is not healthier smoking. So if you are smoking or vaping, please stop smoking and vaping, and that will definitely help your heart a lot.
Dr. Marin, thanks for this information about heart health.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.